The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. It is 3:01 on this Wednesday, November 25th, and my name is Becky. Remember that you can always look for state-level updates and information on COVID-19. It can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. And for interpreters in other languages, you can press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text coronavirus to 211-211 and chat and get your questions answered in any language. And dialing 211 will connect you to community resources and referral services statewide through the United Way. You can also visit wa211.org online for those resources. One resource is the Washington Listens support line. It's available 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress as a free service for those who are not in crisis but need an outlet to manage that stress. The number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. Influenza vaccines are now widely available at pharmacies and clinics. You can go to knockoutflu.org or fluzone.com to find a vaccination location. At this time, incidence of influenza is pretty low in Pierce County. We want to keep it that way. So if you're able to, please do get a flu vaccine. It helps keep folks who might experience complications from influenza out of hospitals and frees up our medical workers to be able to treat patients that may be at increased risk due to COVID-19. Our state news for today with the KTQA Daily Briefing includes that there are reports surfacing about a draft for updated recommendations by health officials for when schools and districts could consider resuming full-time or hybrid in-person learning on school campuses. Any new recommendations have not been adopted by the governor nor published by the health department for statewide adoption. And at this time, the Washington State Department of Health continues to advise school districts to stick with remote learning if counties where they're located in have had more than 75 corona cases per every 100,000 people over 2 weeks. And especially in the I-5 corridor, that counts all of our counties here in the greater Tacoma and Seattle Bellevue area. So right now, our schools are generally remote for the majority of individuals because we have far over 75 coronavirus cases per 100,000 residents over 2 week periods in time. In fact, the state health department confirmed a new record of 3,482 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The previous high count for new daily cases was 2,600, and that was only set last week on November 17th. The state health department issued an alert yesterday regarding the rising rate of hospital occupancy due to COVID-19. And in response, the online state risk assessment dashboard will now show hospital ICU bed occupancy, which increased 75% since the first of the month, along with what percentage of those beds are taken by COVID-19 patients. The state online dashboard will also show the number and percent of occupied adult hospital beds, the number and percent of all beds occupied by COVID-19 patients, and the report warns that hospital systems statewide may be forced to delay non-urgent cases, and that patients of all kinds could be facing delays in treatment if our current trajectory of COVID-19 infection doesn't turn around. Also yesterday, the governor said that his latest restrictions could be extended beyond December 14th for weeks if the current trajectory doesn't change. If the current infection and hospitalization patterns continue, there could be close to 2,000 people hospitalized for COVID-19 within a month. Nearly all elected officials, healthcare workers, and health department officials, including the CDC, urge everyone to celebrate Thanksgiving only with members of one's household and not to travel. Regionally speaking, the Tacoma-Pierce County Health Department reported 284 new COVID-19 cases today. The county's 14-day case rate per 100,000 people has increased from 322 at the end of last week to 384 today. For reference, again, that figure is recommended to be at 75 per 100,000 in order to consider bringing back the youngest students for hybrid in-person learning at schools. The Tacoma-Pierce County Health Department notes that as more people are seeking testing at the county's mobile testing sites, there have been delays in processing and reporting. So today's figures include catch-up numbers from up to 3 days ago and is also likely an undercount. Moving on to the city of Tacoma, the city's administrative offices will be closed Thursday and Friday in observance of the Thanksgiving holiday. The Tacoma Recovery and Transfer Center, located at 3510 South Mullen Street, that's also known as the dump, will close on Thursday, and garbage, recycling, and yard waste will not be collected on Thursday, November 26th. But customers whose garbage, recycling, and yard waste are normally picked up on Thursdays and Fridays should expect pickup 1 day later this week. There are lots of free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. For those in King County, you can get a list of where to go at kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County locations, you can visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. There's lots of clinics, hospitals, and offices listed there where you can be tested, but the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department also holds free mobile testing events. They won't be holding any mobile testing events on Thursday or Friday of this week due to the Thanksgiving holiday, where all residents are urged to stay home and spend Thanksgiving only with members of your household. But on Saturday, November 28th, the Health Department mobile testing units will be up and running at Key Peninsula Long Branch Improvement Club, Journey Church on Pearl Street in Tacoma, and at the Tacoma Dome. And on Sunday, November 29th, coronavirus testing will be held at 3 locations: the Narrows 6th Avenue Park and Ride, Gig Harbor High School, and Key Peninsula Middle School. For those testing events, no ID is required. Tests are free, tests are open to anyone, results are available in 3 to 5 days, and testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. As we have mentioned on the daily briefing this week, there are scads and scads of folks utilizing and making use of those mobile testing events, both in Pierce County and in King County, such that there may be a backlog in terms of reporting out those numbers and processing those tests. Folks are urged to forego getting tested and stay home and isolate if you do not have symptoms and if you have not been exposed to anyone with a known COVID-19 case. That's to free up tests and have everything run smoothly for those who are exposed to someone with COVID-19 or who are experiencing symptoms. Again, if you aren't experiencing symptoms and if you haven't been exposed, consider staying home, isolating, masking, washing hands, etc., in order to free up a testing space for someone who may be in distress or may have symptoms. I hope that everybody has a wonderful and safe Thanksgiving holiday. Again, remember that our elected officials and healthcare workers and providers have urged everyone to stay home, celebrate a little bit differently this year, utilize technology in order to connect with friends and family instead of connecting in person. And that is to nip this pandemic in the bud. You've been listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. We have replays at 6 p.m. every day. You can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. You can dial 211 for statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, and our website is daily.ktqa.org. Our phone number, where you can text us or call us, is 253-330-8821. If you missed any part of today's daily briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. You can catch the Spanish language reporte semanal de COVID on here on Mondays or on VT Radio Universal's Facebook feed every Wednesday. My name is Becky. You've been listening to KTQA Daily Briefing.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.